Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary. And they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. You know, a lot of times at Christmas, Jesus can be kind of pushed to the side. We're in a world where it's happy holidays, it's those types of things, season's greetings, and they forget what Christmas is really about. And he can be pushed aside. And so just think about if you had a party, or you had, you know, that I planned for you, and then invited everyone here in this room, and we all went over, and everyone brings lots of gifts. They invite to trade presents with one another, but you don't get anything. You receive absolutely nothing. That's kind of what Christmas is. A lot of times, Jesus really doesn't get anything. Everybody gets something, but Jesus doesn't. What would we give God in other than ourselves? Well, that's what he's asking. Jesus is asking for you. He wants you. He came. That's why he came. We don't need to purchase Jesus anything. We don't need to buy God. He's already come for you, and it's a free gift. So there's a few things. I'm just going to say two things tonight, and then tomorrow morning we're going to close it off. So if you don't know what those other last two points will be, you can come tomorrow, or you can hear them online. And the first one is, we need to give Jesus our trust. He wants your trust. When we believe in something, when we believe in Jesus, it's voluntary. Faith is voluntary. Jesus doesn't have your trust unless you actually hand it to him, unless you actually give it to him. Now, I know in our lives we've all had people that have let us down. You don't have to raise your hand. We've all had it. Someone has let us down and someone has hurt us. And so trust is difficult. Trust is very difficult to get back. And sometimes when we're hurt by others, we punish different people because that trust has been lost. And I'm here to tell you that God today is trustworthy. He's a person whom you can trust. And how do we do that? Well, we do it by every day consciously laying aside our own plans and expectations of the day and surrender to his plans. How many are this type of person or know this type of person who, when they have an expectation in their mind, they're tunnel visioned? Is anybody else with me? When I'm planning a trip, when I'm going somewhere, there's no pee breaks, people. We are focused. I want everyone to lay aside their plans and trust me that I will get you there on time. Well, I'm here to tell you that with God, you can trust him. You can put that trust in him. Trust is developed when we learn to rest in God. So internally, that means resting. We give our fears, we give our worries to God. We trust him to do what needs to be done in order to fix whatever we might be going through, in order to help us through it. It doesn't necessarily mean it'll be fixed right away, but he will help us walk through it. And sometimes what needs to be fixed is us. Sometimes we're the one that needs to be fixed. And sometimes it's not you. It's the circumstances that you are in, the circumstances that are surrounding you. Either way, God says, trust me, let me do the work, let me carry the burden, let me walk through this with you. And in Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30, he says this, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So practically it means laying it down. Internally it means that. But practically, rest is developed when we meditate on his promises, when we meditate on scripture, on these scriptures that have been written. Meditation is not necessarily memorizing scripture. I know it's great when people do, and that's good on you if you can memorize lots of scripture. because it's close to your heart. That's great. But it's meditating. When you rest on God, you are meditating on his scripture. You're going over it and over it and asking him to speak to you and asking what is being said. And so as Christians, God has given you the mind of Christ. As we come to rest through those meditations, the mind of Christ becomes clearer in our mind, and it becomes clearer in our spirits. And that's how we are able to trust God and trust him more. 1 Corinthians 2:10-12, but God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except man's spirit within him? In the way no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. Christ is asking you to put him first in your life. If anything else is first in your life, God wants you to put that aside and place him there. This Christmas, I would like you to think, if you haven't, to choose Jesus in your heart and in your life. If you have, well, guess what? It's time to grow a little bit more this year. Place your interests, your relationships, your schedule, your passions, place them. And even your troubles, place them in Jesus Christ. Because he came 2,000 years ago just for you and for me. And secondly tonight, I want you to think about giving Jesus you wholeheartedly. So we talked about giving him trust. Give him your heart. Your heart is what you love and value. And Luke 12:34 says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. There are many ways you can do that. If you give him the important things in your life, in your heart, then he will show you things that you've never seen before. He will open up those doors. It doesn't mean things will be perfect. It doesn't mean that you will have a perfect, great life. But it means he will walk through those things with you. Jesus doesn't want your money. He wants what it represents. And we all know where we put our money is where we care more about. He wants you more than anything. Salvation is not just about asking Jesus into your heart, but it's giving him our heart, giving our heart to him. It's making him Lord of our life, the one that we are called to serve. He has come to earth. He's lived. He's died. He's been resurrected and ascended into heaven to show his love for us. And so he simply asks tonight that you would believe in him. For God so loved the world, and you know it, you see it at football games all the time, John 3:16. But for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And so tonight, with all the commercialism that's out there, with all the stuff that's happening, I want you to think about the real reason why it is. It's not called Christ Mass for no reason. We wouldn't have Christmas without Christ. We wouldn't have it at all. And so the fact that you're here tonight shows that you're putting the Lord first. And he looks down upon you and he is happy and he is smiling. 2,000 years ago, Jesus came, gave himself to you, and wants you to receive this gift. And all you have to do is place your trust in him, meditate on his word, ask him to speak to you, and give him you. Don't worry about the rest of the stuff. That all comes in time. Some of us have been Christians for a long time, and that's great, but I can guarantee you, everyone's story is incredible and everyone's story is different. Your journey on your spiritual walk towards God is different than the person sitting next to you. Maybe tonight, this is just one step closer to understanding that this whole world has been created by a power beyond what we can understand, beyond what we can fathom or think. It is by God. And when you deal with people's lives, when you're in relationships, you have to see that God has created each and every one of us so uniquely, some a little more unique than others. And you'll see that tonight and probably tomorrow night at the dinner table. And that's a good thing. Tonight is about love. Tonight is about hope. Tonight is about the one who came, Jesus Christ, for you and for me. So this Christmas, I ask that you place him first and put your trust in him. The band is going to close out with a few more carols, and then we will see you in the lobby, and hopefully I can greet each and every one of you. God bless you, and have a great Christmas, and Merry Christmas.